AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. 32 black football players at the University of Missouri say they will not be involved in team activities until University President Tim Wolf is removed. There have been student protests over how leaders at Missouri have responded to racial incidents on campus. The AP's Alan Scher Zager reports Missouri Governor Jay Nixon made a statement about the University of Missouri.
He decried racism and intolerance at the university as well as elsewhere in Missouri and called for the concerns to be addressed, but he did not explicitly address the student protesters nor the demand that the president be removed or step down.
In a statement today, Wolf says changes will come to address racially charged incidents at the school. Head football coach Gary Pinkel promptly expressed solidarity with the players. Missouri's next game is Saturday. It hasn't been determined yet what caused a Russian plane to crash in Egypt, but House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul says this may be a new chapter for the Islamic State group if it is found a bomb was on the plane.
Typically, we looked at Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula as the sort of premier bomb maker, if you will, hitting the aviation sector, their crown jewel. But now you're looking at ISIS now putting bombs on airplanes.
McCaul was on Fox News Sunday. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond told the BBC if the bomb is confirmed, it will require a potential rethinking of airport security in all areas where the extremist group is active. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says he is facing unfair scrutiny over details in his autobiography.
The whole point is to distract the populace, distract me.
Carson was on CBS's Face the Nation. The accuracy of Carson's autobiography has dominated his campaign over the past few days, and it will likely be more scrutiny during the GOP next debate on Tuesday. This is AP Radio News. There is a new number one team in the AP College Football Poll. Here's the AP's Jack Briggs.
For the first time this season, Ohio State is not the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 Football Poll. The Buckeyes, who won Saturday to improve to 9-0, have been replaced by Clemson. The Tigers, who are also unbeaten after nine games, received 31 first-place votes after beating Florida State. The Buckeyes received 26 first-place nods and are 29 points behind the Tigers. The third-ranked school is Alabama, with Baylor fourth and Oklahoma State fifth. Bama and Baylor were each given two first-place votes by the voters. This is Jack Briggs.
Gas prices nationwide rose a penny over the past 2 weeks to $2.25 a gallon. Industry analyst Truby Lundberg says the slight increase comes after prices previously fell 63 cents over 19 weeks. Lundberg says the end of the price decline comes as crude oil costs jumped a bit. Cheapest gas, $1.90 a gallon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.